Relatively recently.
Yes.
And that did not quite suit you. Wasn't your cup of tea, the Asheville area?
Yeah, I was telling them earlier, Asheville's beautiful. I found it to be very expensive.
Yes, it
is
true.
I just sense a sense of greed in the area. And a lot of New York energy is moving there. Some city energy.
California, too.
California,
yeah,
as well.
It's there. And
big
it's
money.
Not everybody, but I just couldn't get into the flow of what was there. I mean, it's not negative, but so it's some politics there. I just didn't want
to. And you are not the first person to make this observation. Sometimes when an area exceeds its size and exceeds its uniqueness and it is located in some sort of sublime beauty, well, over the last how many years, with the regulators, let's say, not watching anything and letting all types to go through, greed has been the name of the game everywhere, everywhere. Beautiful places have been taken over by high-end developers,
mm-hmm.
and people have been enticed, often, let's say, many of them can afford it, but there's those who cannot afford it. And the crash and the meltdown of fiscal responsibility is nowhere near over, you understand? Europe is wobbling. Europe is, let's say, parts of Europe, Germany are, and England are in great panic. And because there is minimum coverage of foreign financial affairs, etc., in the U.S., this news is being blocked out unless you go search alternative sources to find it. So, be aware of your choices, where you are going, and if you've not found a place yet that you feel is going to be the new home sweet home, that's all right. You are eliminating places, and you must relinquish emotional attachments. And you, if you want to be in safe zones, you know, years ago, maybe Roger remembers this, we used to say, you have to be east of Winston. Remember that, Rog? West of Winston. Getting the right left mixed up there. East-west. West of Winston, that's what we always used to say. You have to be at least west of Winston. And we bring that up because of some information that Roger sent our vehicle, and she just happened to quickly peruse it, and we'll let you bring it up, Roger, about the circular bays, as they are called, as they are noted, along the east coast from, well, all the way down, and North Carolina having three extensive of these bays, and then having a number of, let's say, anomalies or erratic geographical situations that point to having been swept under vast amounts of water. Yes, Roger? Care to take it from there?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yes, what was it called?
There was a time when there was a number of asteroids that were crashing into the Earth, apparently. And when they crashed, they left tracks, which if one observes the sandy area out of eastern North Carolina, there are natural or seemingly natural ponds that are elliptical shaped, and there's a number of them, and the axes of the ellipse points in are all parallel, implying that there was a common source that was causing the elliptical ponds.
And if we may add something here, the article did point out, if you go back to 1994, summer of 1994, July, the Shoemaker-Levy number 9 comet, mm-hmm. remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how it had the tails and crashed into Jupiter, yes?
Yes.
And so this was pointing out that something would have come down and left a necklace like situation. And the North Carolina coast is, of course, the East Coast, the whole East Coast, but North Carolina coast is included in this. So continue, Roger, if you would.
Well, there are, it led me to go deeper into the idea of an asteroid hitting the Earth. And turns out that there was a commission set up that studied that for the last 8 years. They just finished in 2008. And found...
who set up this commission, if we may ask?
It's